I'm going to be talking about the college application essay. Let me just introduce myself very briefly. My name is Lon. I was a Let's Get Ready coach about 2 years ago, and I have been through the college application process a few times already because I went to UCLA right after high school, and then I decided that it wasn't the best fit for me. I realized that after a few months of being there. And then I applied to transfer, and I ended up going to Stanford, and that's where I got my BA from. And a couple of years after that, I went to graduate school at Columbia, and I recently got my master's degree from there. So I've been through this process 3 times already, and probably a 4th time, because I plan to get my PhD or EdD, maybe in a couple of years or so. I'm going to be applying again. So I feel like I'm very comfortable with the process, although each time it's been very daunting. So let's start off with, what do you know about the college application essay? Just think about it for a few seconds, and I'm going to ask people to just share what they know so far.
It expresses you without you actually, like, being there to a, you know, like, a mission person.
Okay, so it's a way to express yourself without speaking to the missions person live. Anything else?
You got to use proper English.
Yes, you do have to use proper English. That's actually really important. So is it really, 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 really important? So it's quite important, but we're going to talk a little bit more about why it might not be the only way to get you into the college of your choice. So I'm going to cover 2 main points. The first point I'm going to cover is the essay in the larger context. And then I'm going to look at the topic, and I'm going to leave it to your verbal coach to go over the actual writing and brainstorming process, but I just want to lay the foundation for you here. If you turn to the next page, the big picture. So the essay is just one of many factors, one of the many components in your application. What else goes into your application, really quickly? You should know this already.
Transcripts.
What else?
Interviews.
The interview and
basic information.
Basic information. What else? Your grades. So someone said transcript. Anything else? Your SAT scores. I'm glad someone said that. That's why you're here. The essay by itself is not going to get you in. If you write this amazing essay, but your grades are kind of, you might not get into your dream school. If you go to a typical bookstore and you look through the college books, you'll see a lot of essay books, 50 successful essays that got me in or something. They really stress and emphasize the essay, but they fail to focus on the other aspects of your application. So it is important, but it's not the only factor that determines whether or not you get into the college of your choice. And so it's most important for people in the middle range. But you want to try hard to do really well. So if you have a stellar record already, good academic transcript, extracurriculars, and so forth, and you write kind of an okay, solid essay, you will probably just get in anyway. But if you're kind of in between, you should work even harder on your essay. You want to make a good impression, and you want to be able to draw a picture in the reader's mind and tell the person what kind of person you are. Like this gentleman said, it is your one chance to express yourself without actually being there. You want to write an essay that only you can write, because if you read other examples of essays that people have written, they're kind of boring or cliched, and you don't want to be that person. You want to be able to have the admissions officer who's reading your essay say, oh, I really want to meet this person. This person is so interesting. It's really important to let your personal voice come through. I'm sharing a piece of advice I got from a college website. Can I have someone read this part with his voice in reading all of your writing?
In reading all of your writing, we want to hear your individual voice. Write essays that reflect who you are. Use specific concrete details and write in a natural style. Begin work on these essays early and feel free to ask your parents, teachers, and friends to provide constructive feedback. When you ask for feedback on an essay draft, ask if the essay's tone sounds like your voice. It should. If your parents, teachers, and friends do not believe your essay captures who you are or what you believe, surely we will be unable to recognize what is most distinctive about you. While securing feedback is suggested, you should not enlist hired assistance in the writing of your essay.
What is it telling you? Be yourself.
Your essay is your voice.
Your essay is your voice. That's a very good description. So, someone else write it for you?
No.
You can't have someone else write it for you because then it's not going to sound like you. And when you have someone else read your essay, it's pretty obvious if you hired a consultant or someone to do it, or if you had your English teacher really spruce it up. It'll sound phony. So just write it yourself. It's better to have a slightly rougher essay than one that's very clean and refined. Because when it's in your original voice, the person reading it will be able to hear your voice. Will be able to hear you talking as he or she is reading it. If you turn to the next page, I wrote show, don't tell. Can someone give me an example of what that might mean? Elaborate on your examples. So I'm going to give you an example of what that means. Let's look at a moment in life that someone wanted to capture on paper. Can I have someone read this, the two short lines right here?
We left our house and saw the fire. It was scary, but in the end, everyone was safe.
You're being very concise, succinct. So let's compare that to the second, the last part. Do you want to read that, sir? Please turn to the person next to you and take notes on how these two excerpts differ. Why are these two pieces of writing different? It looks like most of you are done, so if I can have your attention back up here. Who likes the first one more? Raise your hand.
Straight to the point.
Yeah, show of hands who likes the second one more. Okay, so the gentleman in the back explained why he liked the first one more. Can I have someone explain why you like the second one more? Okay, so if you didn't hear him, he said there were a lot of details, and it created a vivid picture for him of what was occurring. Anything else about the second one?
It was like happy, like a horror movie kind of, and then it went sad and tragic.
Very happy in the beginning, very bubbly, and then it suddenly became very tragic and sad. And so it was that, I guess it's juxtaposition of the two feelings, and the quick transition just made it very dramatic and interesting. It was like a climax. Does the second one make you want to read more and see what happens?
Yes.
Why? So you're nodding yes.
You want to know what happened to the grandma?
So you want to know what happened to the grandmother? Maybe if you have a heart and you care, you want to know what happened to the grandmother, right? The point was to show that yes, I like that the person in the back pointed out that this is very succinct. I also really like that someone else said that it created a vivid picture and it makes you want to continue reading. I would say that the typical admissions officer who's going to read your essay will prefer the second part more, just for the reasons we've discussed. And again, it's really showing and not telling. Nowhere in this part does she say, oh, we were scared. Oh, I was wondering what would happen next. You know that she's thinking all these things. So that's a way that she's showing without telling. Okay, we're going to move them along to the next page where it says the topic. Who already has a topic in mind and doesn't mind sharing with us?
It could be anything.
It can be pretty much anything.
An experience traveling abroad.
Okay.
Silly string.
Silly string.
Transferring from a day school to a boarding school.
That's an interesting topic. You should read George Orwell. Everyone knows George Orwell? I hope so.
Yeah.
Wrote Animal Farm, 1984. He went to a boarding school, and he wrote this essay, I think Such Were the Joys, one of his most famous essays. I'm going to go over what are some weak essays. The weak essays have very cliched topics, and I'm sorry to say, but one of them falls under the exposition category. Oh, I went to South Africa, and I did all these great things, and met all these people, and it really opened my eyes to the world. A lot of people write those kinds of essays, but I mean, if you can make it work for you, do it, but I'm just telling you that it's a very common essay. Oh, I went backpacking in Europe or something. A lot of people write these travel essays. I personally am not interested in them, but if it really works for you, you can decide. I'm not the one to decide for you, right? And another one is the Helping Humanity. Oh, I went on a Habitat for Humanity, and it was so hot, I was sweating, and I got these nails and my hammer, and I had to hammer away throughout the whole summer, and I learned so much about life by doing this. People write these things. And it gets kind of boring and dry, and it sounds a little superficial after a while. I'm really being facetious, but a lot of admissions officers, they get these kinds of essays. So if you can avoid them, unless you can make them really personal and make it your own, I would suggest not doing that, because I'm sure you have so many interesting things in your life that you can write about. I'm going to go over to the next slide, where it's just a few good ideas. Distinguishing accomplishments. If maybe you're like that character in the Joliet Club when she was 5 or 6 or 7 and she was a chess wizard and you won many championships all around the world or something, maybe you can write about that. Because how is that person that's reading your essay going to really know what you've accomplished? And the nice thing about that kind of essay topic is that it links to what you put in your application under the section for extracurriculars. Because what if you just say, oh, play chess or something? Then you can take the opportunity in your essay to really elaborate on that. And another topic is a seemingly boring or very ordinary item, like Matt said, silly string. For some reason, it might have some magical powers or something for him. Maybe it's his muse. I don't know. But you can turn it into something really, maybe it really is interesting or special to you. The point is that you're giving someone your own perspective. And it will be very interesting, because I don't think about silly string or a brush or something in that way. And the admissions officer will probably not also think that way. So you want to show that person your way of thinking. But at the same time, you want to be intellectual, too. So if you are going to write about something like silly string or I don't know what, you want to strike a balance between being really entertaining, but show that you have a lot of intellectual promise at the same time. The last one, I think, is probably the best. I think it's the best topic. It's something very personal and moving. I think when I asked if anyone has a topic in mind, I heard someone say, oh, I'm not going to share it because it's really personal. Maybe that's going to be a really good essay then. So you want to take a piece of your life, a moment in your life, a little tidbit. It's not your entire life on paper. You can't do that in 500 words. Take a tiny incident or a small moment and kind of stretch it out and show why it's significant for you. Recently, I was talking with someone who transferred from a community college to UCLA. And it's pretty competitive to get into UCLA because a lot of people want to go there, especially if you're a transfer student. There's so many people who want to transfer into UCLA. She was telling me that she came from a troubled background. I asked her what she wrote in her essay in general, and she said that she mentioned that, oh, I had this abusive father, he was an alcoholic, and my mom really raised her by myself. She raised me and my two sisters by herself, and the way she was describing it, she really came off as a very mature, strong woman. She gave a really good piece of advice. She said, I use that to my advantage. She didn't make others feel sorry for her, but she showed why it was so much harder for her to get to the point that she was at than someone who is really pampered and well taken care of. If you're well taken care of or you're very pampered, you probably don't want to mention that in the essay because it's not going to work for you. Because the person reading the essay will say, oh, this person didn't really have to struggle. Everything was placed right in front of him or her. But if you can show that, oh, I had to work 10 times harder than other applicants, they're going to take another look at your application. They're also going to look at, okay, let's look at this person's parent background and the parent's educational level and kind of match the essay with your information, like the basic information that's also in the application. I would suggest that you go ahead and do that. It's very personal, but I think it would work. I'm going to show you a personal experience. When I was applying from high school, I didn't know anything about college at all because I was the first person in my family to go to college. And I came from a low-income background. And I wrote something, I think my essay, my main essay, was really silly looking back. I don't really want to share it with you. I remember that Berkeley got back to me and said, oh, we want more information about you. Tell us more. I think they were kind of on the fence about me. And there was this one question that I don't know what they asked exactly, but it was something about something that was challenging or what makes you stand out from others. I realized that that was my time to really show who I was. And so I said, you know what, I took all these AP courses, I got straight A's, I was on the varsity debate team, I ranked on the state level. Yes, I did that, all that, but it was really difficult because I had all this stuff on my mind. My mom makes very little money. I'm always thinking about money, wondering when we're going to be able to pay rent, wondering if we're going to be able to pay these bills. And I was always like the translator for my mom because she doesn't know English. She's illiterate. I always had all these things on in my mind. On top of that, I had school and all these activities. And I was being very honest. And I wasn't saying, please feel sorry for me. All I was saying was, this is my life and this is what it is. And I worked really hard and I deserve this. So if you can use that to your advantage, I would say do it. Because it will make you stand out and you will just come across as a very mature person and adult, even though you're only 16 or 17 or 18 years old. I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes just to reflect on the topic ideas that I've talked about and things to avoid. Just to really quickly jot down some ideas that you have, put them on paper now and you can look back at them later. I heard a lot of great ideas, and thank you for sharing them. Some of them were really personal. I hope you do use your life experience and use them to your advantage. Something I was saying to some gentlemen in the back is that there's a main essay, and then there are a lot of shorter essays. And so if you might want to talk about, I don't know, some topic in the main essay, and then you might want to get a little bit more personal if they ask you, like, okay, what's challenging your life or whatever. Use a space now to tell me anything else I should know. You might want to plug that part in. I mean, that's what I did with my Stanford application. For the shorter supplement essays, he said, okay, use the space, tell me anything you want right now. And I just briefly mentioned again how, you know, I'm kind of beating the odds, and I gave very specific examples how I was doing that. You might want to just balance those two, the main essay and the shorter essays. Just to point out the last page, you can do this at home for yourself. I included some excerpts of essays. They're not necessarily the best ones, I guess, but the exercise for you to do at home or with your essay, your verbal coach, is to make a T-chart, write strengths and weaknesses, and look at these excerpts. And you can also do this with maybe your peers, so that you can give your peers some feedback. And so that pretty much wraps up presentation.